The following program is an independent production brought to you by Bridge Holistic Healing. Informative, inspirational discussions on how to enrich your life in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, providing tips you need and expert insight on holistic living. Then join us as we delve into the spiritual journey and explore the soul in Wave of Fire on the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. We're coming together again, and today we're going to be moving into part two of Prosperity Now, How Mind Over Matter. So, folks, just to remind you that we are available online anytime on bridgeholistichealing.com. Go to the radio page, and you'll find this show and all of the previous shows there in that library, the bank account of all of these shows. That means that there's a wealth of information, upliftment, and inspiration for you. This is to help support you moving into your most empowered soul path ever. It means that you're moving into the driver's seat of your life and being responsible for your outcomes. You know what? You have the ability. And we're going to talk about how today. Now, another reminder, eveconsciousness.com is where you can also find out about the higher teachings of where we're at on a soul journey. This is the third chapter of human evolution. Chapter one was polarity consciousness. Chapter two we call Christ consciousness, and we've now moved into chapter three, which is Eve consciousness. These are energetic chapters as well, folks. No matter what your religion, no matter what you want to call it, these energies are universal, and the consciousness evolution of humanity is universal, and so it is universal now that we are stepping into our destiny as being the creators of our own lives, of knowing that what we put in is what we get out. And that means that the seeds that we invest into life, the seeds of our own thoughts, the seeds of our own feelings, our vibrational energetic input into life shows up as our own reality. That's the harvest that we get back. This is what the Bible's talking about when it says, you reap what you sow. Now, of course, Dr. David Wright is back with us again today. And David is of Atlanta, Georgia, back by popular demand. He's at the forefront of medicine and personal development in the form of psychological healing that reaches the very depths of your mind and reaches the health of your body, your relationships, and even your outcomes. That means even your bank account, even your career, even your love life. That's every area of life is affected. And this doctor is actually helping people to find the truth of how to align within themselves to bring through the reality that they intend. This is through hypnotherapy and NLP. And Dr. Wright has a whole plethora of tools that he uses in uncommon ways, uniquely to your own circumstances, to help you quickly get to where you're wanting to go in your mental health state, in your relationship states with life, and in your ability to align with what you would intend in life and get out what you're wanting. So, Dr. David, want to welcome you back. Thanks for being with us again today.
Hi, Dr. Leslie. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. I love talking about these topics. I like this energy we have.
Yeah, we do have a good energy together, and you have got just a wealth of understanding, and you're bringing through gifts and tools like no one I've seen. I've seen a lot of practitioners and holistic doctors who are working on the whole body-mind connection and body-mind, spirit, and life connection, and you're actually taking it to a higher level than I've seen, and your tools are more profound and fast-working than what I've seen. So I'm really enthusiastic about having you on the show and helping our listeners access more understanding of what's possible now and how to get it. And I know that you can be reached for a free consultation. You're making that available to people right now, aren't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when I initially started offering free consultations, I kind of had it in the back of my mind for like 30 minutes. I never really specifically said on my website or anywhere else how long the free consultation is. But for right now, it's not just 30 minutes. It could be up to an hour. It's whatever's appropriate for the person. Everybody's an individual. And so I try to practice what I preach. And so one of the tenets of my practice is that every patient, every client is an individual, and they have an individual story and an individual unique presence and unique dilemmas. And so, I thought about it and I said, well, I don't work for free. You know what I mean? I have too many student loans to actually work for free. But one of the things that I can do is work with my clients in a way and my patients in a way that acknowledges that everyone's unique. And so even though I initially had it as like a 30-minute limit, I don't anymore, just whatever's reasonable. So if it takes an hour for someone's free consultation, that's fine. They can have an hour free consultation with me. And you're not going to find many physicians who offer anything like that.
Wow. No, absolutely not. In fact, it's unheard of. I've never met a medical doctor, and especially that has the high level of expertise that you have, offering a long free consultation. So folks, take advantage of this. Dr. Wright can be reached on drdavidwright@hotmail.com. That's Dr. David Wright with a W, W-R-I-G-H-T @hotmail.com. And check out his website. That's Medical Legal Consultants of Greater Atlanta.com. Okay, Medical Legal Consultants of Greater Atlanta.com. Now, Dr. David, we want to talk a bit more today. Yesterday we were talking about prosperity in as far right. as health, prospering in our health and well-being, and then prospering in our bank account. I want to talk about that a bit more today. We're talking about our right. physical reality and how our thoughts, our feelings, our energetic input into the world actually translates into physical outcomes, reaping the harvest of health or illness in the physical body and health or illness in our bank account and financially and in every part of life. So a little bit more about that. I know yesterday we were talking about a healthy diet, what we eat mm-hmm. physically, and selecting letting go of toxins, toxic foods, and junk food. And then you started right. talking about junk TV and people feeding right. their minds junk food that ends up translating into lack right. of health in one way or another. Let's talk a little bit more about that. How do we start to become more aware of toxins in our mental diet so that we can start detoxing?
Right. So one phrase that's always stuck with me, when I grew up, I wouldn't say my parents were necessarily overly conscious of the content that they allowed me to watch, but to some extent they were. And so, when I was really, really young, I was allowed to watch Disney movies and the Muppets. And, I was born in the 70s. My parents took an active role in the content that I was allowed to watch. And I think because rightfully so, they realized that it would have a never-ending effect on me, and I think it has. But one of the phrases that I remember growing up and still, think about on a daily basis today is you have to see it to believe it, right? I think most of us have heard that phrase. And when you think about it, it almost sounds counterintuitive. You have to see it to believe it. Because we're taught that when you believe something, it's because you've seen it already, or because you see something, you already have to believe it to see it. Well, that relationship is one that goes back and forth. And so one of the exercises that I have my clients do is I have them to draw pictures of where they are now, where they want to be. And the funny thing about it is our mind thinks in a lot of different ways. Our mind thinks in pictures, it thinks in sounds, It has a language that incorporates all of these things. And so one of the reasons why I use this exercise, and it's a seemingly simple exercise, but the ramifications of it are enormous, is that when you draw a picture of where you are now and you draw a picture of where you want to be, you're seeing it to believe it. So once you draw that picture of where you are now, or even where you've been in the past, and you draw a picture of where you want to be, your subconscious mind will start bridging the gaps between where you are now and where you want to be. And you'll suddenly start making to-do lists, and you'll start coming up with strategies, and you'll start making plans, because you've planted these seeds in your subconscious mind. And that's all your subconscious mind needs. Once you plant a seed of where I am now and where I want to be, you will start to automatically, on a daily basis, coming up with plans and strategies how to mend the gap between those two images. Our mind, in a basic way, operates on images. And that's where phrases like "you have to see it to believe it" come into play. It's totally true. And so one of the simple exercises that I do with my patients and clients is I have them to draw that picture. And next thing you know, within a few weeks, they're starting to manifest and close the gap between that first picture of where they are now and that next picture of where they want to be in the future. And in that sense, NLP and timeline therapy can actually help patients to achieve their goals. So that's one of the quickest techniques I can use to help people to start doing the things that they have to do to realize the outcomes. And that's another way, a bigger part of taking responsibility, not just for what you do, but for the outcomes that you achieve.
Right. Wow. You know, this reminds me of Doubting Thomas in the Bible, right? And maybe he in some way represents our lower and even conscious and subconscious mind. Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. This is what Thomas said when he was told that Jesus was back. So, I mean, this is just one example, and it's really a perfect example of how our doubting, even subconscious mind tends to work. So you're saying once we actually start to create images that reach the depths of our mind as we look at it, then it plants the seeds of belief, right? It's actually helping to support the belief by giving some physical evidence, even through an image, through imagery. So look, does this work better if you're a good artist versus not? I mean, should we?
I don't really think that it does. Each one of us has a blueprint in our subconscious and our conscious to help get us to where we need to be. Now, the funny thing about it is if you look at it, there's another phrase that kind of goes with that phrase of you have to see it to believe it, is the eyes are the windows to the soul. So I don't think it's by accident that you've got all of these parables and all these sayings and proverbs that are based on sight. Sight is very more of our brain chemistry and more of our brain circuitry is given to sight than any other sense that we have. And if you go to medical school, or you go to chiropractic school, or you go to, any type of education that's geared towards anatomy and physiology, one of the things you learn is that there is more brain circuitry devoted to sight than any other sense. And, that's not for, it's not by accident. It's not by chance. And so I use that. So you can use these things to your advantage. And so the same is true with television. You have to see it to believe it. So if you're constantly seeing negativity and fighting and, like what I call just, and I'm not saying that all reality TV is bad, but there's certainly a lot of content out there that I'm just, I'm amazed at. But and there's nothing wrong, I don't think, with taking in content like that on a sporadic basis just to get a laugh. That's kind of how I see it. But if you're subsisting off that as the main diet in your life, the main mental diet, then I think you're going to have a lot of trouble reaching your goals. And I think if you look at people who are successful, like Mayor Bloomberg and Oprah Winfrey and Deepak Chopra and Tony Robbins, I guarantee you those people aren't watching reality shows every day, all day. I guarantee you they aren't. And I don't know them personally, but I guarantee you they're not. And the reason why is because you have to see it to believe it. And so if all you're seeing is negativity,
you're going to believe that.
And that's what you're going to manifest. And the same is true about money. If you see circumstances about lack, you're going to create lack. That's part of the, and there's a program called The Secret that's very much aligned with that thinking. If you, whatever you focus on and give energy to, that's what you're going to manifest and create. And so if you're constantly focused on not having and lack and malnourishment, whether it's financial malnourishment or dietary, that's what you're going to create. It's not by accident. You have to have content that's based on fulfillment and achieving results and achieving outcomes and empowerment and success and prosperity. That's the only way you can create it.
Powerful words. Thank you, Dr. David. And, you know, as you're talking about it, folks, television is not the only place you can select what channel you're watching. You can decide to surround yourself with people that are negative, or you can decide to let that go and actually intentionally choose what environments you're going to subject yourself to. You can actually decide to place yourself in environments of people that are like what you intend to become. People that are positive, people that are loving, people that are appreciative, people that are successful. So know that, you know, what you surround yourself with when you're deciding on your next job or your next home or whatever next change, you know that you have a lot to do with where you land yourself, and you are feeding even energetically yourself by what you surround yourself by and what energetic fields you are around every day. So start thinking about detoxing your life. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Dr. David Wright. It's all about being responsible for your outcomes. So what you put out there ends up being what you get back. Your life has something to do with you because you're causing it. Be back in a moment. And here's Pet Tip of the Day, brought to you by Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. Healthy, happy, holistic.
Does your pet suffer with seizures? An experienced holistic vet can often prevent seizure activity with the right nutrition plan and the use of acupuncture and herbs. Eliminating chemicals and artificial ingredients from your pet's food alone can eliminate seizures.
And that was Pet Tip of the Day from the Veterinary Hospital of Davidson, where they're bringing the best of the East and the West. That's holistic veterinary medicine combined with traditional drugs and surgery when appropriate. They're using acupuncture, herbal medicine, and amazing inside-out healing supportive therapies in addition to your traditional medicine when appropriate. And the results are the best ever. We've got people bringing their pets into the Veterinary Hospital of Davidson from around the whole Southeast because the reputation is spreading far and wide. They're getting results when traditional methods have not. Check them out online. It's davidsonvet.com. That's davidsonvet.com. And tell them Dr. Leslie sent you. You will get a $25 discount off of your first visit in. Now we're back in the conversation as we move into Wave of Fire with Dr. David Wright, talking about really the power of what you're feeding yourself and what you end up feeding the world because of, you know, that nutrient that you've brought into your yourself. So depending on what you're eating as far as food, what you're consuming as far as what you're watching on television, what your field is in training to around you, what negativity or positivity are you setting yourself up to receive into your life? And how do you make a difference on that? How do you detox all of that? Dr. David, I wanted to bring in a scripture here as we start the Wave of Fire segment. This is John 20:29 that says, "Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" Folks, if you have not seen and you have believed, that is what I call faith. Faith is believing in what you haven't seen, and Dr. David Wright is helping us now to understand the science of faith, of how to create faith, even by kind of tricking your mind a bit, understanding how we're wired so that we can go into a higher belief in that which we haven't really seen. So Dr. David, you said, number one, you know, we can start drawing pictures so we have an image to see that represents what it is that we intend. Does it help to have symbols that we put meaning to, that we look at?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Symbols are, I don't know if you've ever heard of the technique called anchoring, but anchoring is one of the techniques that I use. And so symbols are anchors. And when you see a symbol, like for instance, right now I have I'm Jewish, but I actually have a spirituality that's based in a number of faiths that range from Judaism to, Psalms and Proverbs from the Bible, to numerology, to astrology. There are a lot of things. I don't think that any one, at least for me, any one belief system holds all the answers. So I try to take all the good parts from each one of them. But one of the symbols that I have is a Jewish star. It's around my neck right now in a necklace, but it's a Jewish star that's actually made into the Tree of Life. And so those are two important symbols in Judaism. And every time I have a little phrase that I created. And so every time I look at that, I'm looking at the Jewish star and I'm thinking about the power and the energy of the heavens and the cosmos. Mm-hmm. But I'm also looking at a tree at the same time, and that lets me know about planting seeds and harvesting. And so every time I take a look at it, I'm thinking of that. I use it as an anchor to create prosperity in my life. And so it's not just about, and it's not expensive. I mean, it's made out of pewter. I think it costs $10. I mean, you know, it's not about how much it costs or the material it's made out of. It's about what it means to me and what it means to my subconscious mind. And so I think it's important to use anchors and pictures. And so if you look at different things, I mean, art is an integral part of our lives. If you look at artist works from Van Gogh to, you know, Picasso to whomever, art has always been a big part of our lives. And I think art is a big window to the soul. It tells what we're thinking, what we're feeling. It gives hints about culture. And also interpretation of art. And so one of the famous tests from psychiatry that we take or that's still used to some extent today is the Rorschach test. And so you look at this seemingly blob of things that, you know, and you ask someone, well, what does that look like? And it starts to give you hints and patterns about how that person's mind works. And I think it's still a valuable test today, even though it's not used as much, because it gives you information about someone's mindset, about their belief systems, about the types of thoughts they have. Mm. And so just like you can use a test like a Rorschach or interpretation of art test to kind of get a sense of what's going on in somebody's mind, you can also create that as well. And so when I have my patients to draw a picture of where they are presently and then to draw a picture of where they want to be, that's them creating their future. It's not someone else giving them a future. It's them creating their own future.
That's
powerful. When
you
start creating your own future, you start taking accountability and responsibility that creation.
And you start stepping into your power. That's amazing. So you're saying just drawing a picture of where you are now and then a picture of where you intend to be, you're actually creating your future, because this picture drawing really has a deep imprint on the subconscious mind. So, you know,
absolutely.
Let me step back for a minute. So when you're talking about the Jewish star and you said you're using this as a symbol, that's interesting. So I think of that as the Star of David. Is that right? Mm-hmm. It's the Star of David.
Yes.
So, and there are some teachings about that star, the sacredness of this star. One of the understandings is that, you know, if you look at it, it's like two triangles imposed
right.
on each other, one pointing up and one pointing down. And,
right.
you know, some say that one represents heaven and earth, and this is actually the merging of kind of spirit and matter, heaven and earth together. But also that one represents the masculine and one the feminine. Feminine, like the yin and yang, and
right.
it makes me think of the stages that are taught in the teachings of Eve consciousness, that, you know, kind of step one for humanity was the masculine, which says, I intend, I choose. It's the energy to focus, to compare our reality of polarities, of variety, and say, you know what? I don't feel so good when I can't pay my bills. You know, I'd really like
right.
to have a nice car to drive. I want more freedom of choice that finances bring. That so that the masculine says, you know what? I choose this. It's a goal. And then the feminine energy says, I open to receive. I allow. I open myself to bring in, right? And when you have those two put together, the Star of David, in a way, could be a symbol of Eve consciousness, which is bringing in that focus of the masculine and that openness to receive of the feminine, which is also seen as a symbol of Christ consciousness. Then those two energies together give us the steps to create that say, here's my goal, here's my choice, here's my focus, here's my intention, and then I'm not going to resist what is. I'm going to soften, open, and allow and receive by being at peace and allowing what is right now instead of fighting, right? We open, and through unconditional love, we allow ourselves to have that manifestation come through. So, you know, as you speak of the Star of David, I almost see it as something that could be like a manifestation symbol.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the one that I'm wearing right now is a combination of the Star of David and the Tree of Life. And so the star actually makes up the branches, and there are little bitty leaves coming off the points of the star. And to me, that represents bearing fruit. And of course, there's a tree trunk that comes from the bottom that leads up to the down pointing triangle that's in the star. But yeah,
beautiful.
No, totally. I believe that I believe in the duality. I believe in the duality masculinity and femininity. And a lot of people, you know, from a biological standpoint, a lot of people don't realize, but estrogen is actually a relaxing hormone.
Right.
And testosterone is just the opposite. So if you look at people who take extra estrogen for whatever reason, they become more relaxed. If you look at people who take extra androgens or testosterone, they actually become just the opposite. They become nervous and different things, and they get acne. And so if you look at
right.
Men who take steroids, it makes them ultra serious. Some might even say mean. If you look at people who take estrogen, it can make them overly passive, those types of things. But
right.
when you combine them together, then you get a good balance of the two. And so
This Star of David is like the balance. We're right out of time today, Dr. David. Listeners, I want to remind you, we're going to talk about this again next Monday. And on Mondays, we're going to be focusing on this being responsible for your outcomes, how to be the intentional creator. This is bringing the masculine and feminine together, merge them together, and you end up giving birth, folks, to your new reality. Dr. David, thank you for being with us today. And listeners, thank you for joining. Want to send you with blessings and love. This is Dr. Leslie.
Thank you so much, Dr. Leslie. Mm-hmm.